AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A North Carolina sheriff says immigration agents are expected in Charlotte as soon as Saturday to start enforcement operations. President Trump was addressing an East Room event when he paused to indicate the huge active construction site nearby where the ballroom is being built and where the East Wing was demolished to make room.
And right behind me, by the way, in about 2 years from now, we'll use a much bigger room because we had to turn away a lot of people. And it'll be right here. This will be the entrance. That's a knockout paddle. It's called the knockout. It looks pretty nice right now, but it's going to look a lot better in a little while.
And the president suggested the project might require removing more of the existing White House. The EU is renewing a demand Ukraine crack down on corruption in wake of a major energy scandal. The AP's Samia Kaloub has the story.
Right as Russian attacks hit Ukrainian energy infrastructure, causing rolling blackouts ahead of winter, a major corruption scandal involving the state's nuclear power company is putting top Ukrainian officials under scrutiny. This week, Ukraine's anti-corruption watchdogs came out with the fruit of a 15-month investigation that involved 1,000 hours of wiretapping. The result is one of the most severe crises to hit the government ever since the full-scale invasion. Investigators found that a network of individuals with close ties to top officials and influential figures, including an associate of President Zelensky, were involved in concocting a scheme in which they pressured contractors of Energoatom in order to extract up to 15% in kickbacks. At least $100 million have been laundered under this scheme, investigators found. Now, more shocking details will likely emerge as this goes to trial.
The Alabama Educational Television Commission is looking into the possibility of becoming the first state network to sever ties with PBS. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports the body of a missing miner has been found in West Virginia.
Rescue crews have found the body of a coal miner missing since Saturday after a mine crew hit an unknown pocket of water, flooding the Alpha Metallurgical Resources Rolling Thunder Mine east of Charlestown, West Virginia. Foreman Steve Lipscomb was found early Thursday. Crews worked around the clock for days in hopes of a rescue, pumping out water at a rate fast enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool, roughly every 2 hours. Lipscomb was last seen trying to make sure that his crew got out of the mine safely. His death is the third at an Alpha facility in West Virginia this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Boeing defense workers ratified a new contract to end a 3-month strike in the Midwest. More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.